USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. men's soccer team is advancing to the knockout stage at the World Cup in Qatar. They beat Iran 1-0 Tuesday in their final group game. A first-half goal from Christian Pulisic sealed the win for the Americans. It sets up a round of 16 matchup against the Netherlands on Saturday. The match begins at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. President Biden spent part of his Tuesday at the SK Siltron CSS facility in Bay City, Michigan. The company produces semiconductor chips and wafers for electronics and electronic vehicles. Following a tour, the president is telling workers of the plant other world leaders have a positive view of the U.S. economy.
The rest of the world views the United States as better positioned than any other nation, any other major nation in the world, to lead the world economy in the 21st century.
SpaceX is set for an early morning launch.
SpaceX is planning a very early morning rocket launch Wednesday from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. A Falcon 9 rocket is set to go on Complex 40 and is scheduled to lift off for the moon at 3:39 a.m. Eastern. They're sending a private Japanese moon lander to Luna. And if you live in the area, expect sonic booms. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that House lawmakers will take up legislation on Wednesday to stop a nationwide rail strike by railroad workers, saying Congress needs to intervene to prevent devastating job losses. The family of an American held captive in Russia says they're concerned they haven't heard from him recently. In a statement, David Whalen says his brother Paul not attempting to call home on Thanksgiving was incredibly unusual. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
New statistics are shining a light on just how many people are being murdered in Mexico on a yearly basis.
Mexico's homicide rate has tripled since 2006, when an intensification of the government's war on drug cartels triggered a spiral of violence, from 9.6 murders per 100,000 inhabitants to 28 in 2021. The number of people going missing has also increased sharply, from 265 in 2006 to 10,386 15 years later, and now totals 108,000 since records began in 1964. Now at one morgue in southern Mexico alone, thousands of bones of unidentified people encapsulate the crisis of a forensic system overwhelmed by violent crime. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Over 300 people have been killed in Iran following the death of a young woman who was arrested for improperly wearing her hijab. A general in Iran's Revolutionary Guard gave that estimate earlier Tuesday. The general said the death toll includes dozens of police, troops, and militia members who were killed in clashes with protesters over the past 2 months. More news can be found by following us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.